Just want to let this track play because it's so cool. This morning we've been listening to selections from the Kill Bill soundtrack. And I am joined in the studio this morning with representatives from the Sitka Film Society. Shannon Hoagland, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
I'm good. Great to be with you here on Monday morning. Welcome to the station. And also Rob Polson is here with us as well. Good morning, Rob.
Hi, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having us.
Great. What are we here to talk about this morning?
Well, we've got a couple exciting events, the Movie Trailer Challenge and I keep calling it the blowback blockbuster, but it's the throwback blockbuster special. Rob's kind of in charge of the trailer challenge, so I'll let him take the helm.
All right, so the trailer challenge is coming right up. Tell us about it, Rob.
So we're inviting people who are interested in making movies to contribute a trailer, and the trailer should be for any kind of fictional movie they have in their minds. The trailer should be between 30 seconds to 2 minutes in any genre, but appropriate for an audience of 12 years and up. And anyone who wants to can take part and contribute their trailer. And those that are selected will be then screened at the Coliseum Theater on the 12th of July.
So let's talk about movie trailers just a little bit. Do you guys have a favorite movie trailer, or what makes a good movie trailer, in your opinion?
Something that where they build anticipation, I think, is one. And it should have a sense of, I mean, it's the blockbuster challenge, so it should be excitement.
Yeah.
And it should have some really loud music, I think.
Some loud, yeah. Yes.
And like a few snippets of dialogue that kind of say, like, what could possibly go wrong? And that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I've been listening to the Jurassic Park trailer, and it's just like he talks about this biological experiment, and he has his big welcome to Jurassic Park, and it's like this happy day, and everyone's celebrating, and
right.
Then it's like the stomps of the dinosaurs you can hear. And so I think that's a really good trailer, but it is pretty long. It's a 2.5-minute trailer.
Yeah. I think... I love movie trailers. I love movies. So I could get into my thoughts on a lot of it. But the Jurassic Park is such a classic movie, and we'll talk more about that in just a minute. But yeah, the shot of the water cup when the there's something.
Water, yeah.
So like you said, a trailer that shows something exciting, something curious, but yet something's not quite right here. What are we getting ourselves into? So movie trailers, and there's lots of ways I think people can make them now with their phones, with different suites of programs on iPads. My daughter Molly makes them, I think, with iMovie. So if somebody thinks, I would like to make a movie trailer, but they're not quite sure if they have the tools to do so, what would your advice be to them?
I'd say take the risk. You know, you never know until you try. To take part, we have further instructions on our Facebook page. So it's the Sitka Film Society Facebook page. And we have there a form a person can fill in, which is basically just our contact information. And then we'll provide more details about some of the technicalities of what format to provide their film. What is important to highlight, though, is we do have a deadline. And that deadline is the 8th of July to submit their piece of work. But yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of tools out there that people can use to create their trailers. Don't worry about production values too much.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've seen in years past people making the whole production on a cell phone. You know, many have all the tools and, of course, the high-definition cameras on them.
Right.
You can pretty much film it that way. But I should say as well, we're not limited to just film footage for a trailer. There's also animation. You can just have... sound, that could be an interesting approach to it.
You could clip things together from already made trailers,
right?
Okay.
And have fun with that, or clip things together from films, because it is kind of hard to come up with a concept for what your movie is about.
Sure.
And then you have to write snippets of dialogue that are taken from other snippets of dialogue. So, you know, when we came up with this, it sounded really easy. It sounded easier than you know, making a short film.
Right.
But once I started thinking about it, you do have to flesh out a concept and then, you know, kind of make up your clips.
Yeah.
And we do have we kind of posted as a fun thing to do, a make your own documentary YouTube video. And that, I think you can even use that as a format.
Okay. Great. No, it sounds like there's some good tools and resources available to get people started on this. But you said the deadline for this would be this weekend, July 8th.
Yeah, July 8th to submit the piece of work.
And we ask people to register, but if you just call us and drop off a film, we'd be fine with that.
Right. Okay.
So again, yeah, it's that Facebook page. It's the Sitka Film Society Facebook. And yeah, more information there.
I've seen flyers up. I'm holding one in my hand right now. I've seen them all over town. You've done a good job getting those out. And there's a QR code right at the bottom so people can use their phone to get right to the registration page on that. And so again, these trailers, you'll collect what you get this weekend, put them in an order, and then when will we have a chance to see them? Where are they going to?
Well, we have our Blockbuster Festival coming up. So the first film is Jurassic Park on the 6th. And the second film is the trailer contest entries.
Okay.
That's on the 12th. And then after we show the trailers, we will show Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan.
Okay.
Which is, you know, part of the canon.
Not the blowback Blockbuster Fest.
No, what does it say on
throwback,
the poster?
Throwback.
It does say throwback, yeah. So, one of my things says blowback.
So Jurassic Park will be this Thursday. That's at 5 o'clock at the Coliseum Theater. And that's not something people need to sign up for ahead of time. Just go to the theater and
go to the theater, buy your tickets at Old Harbor Books. That's a little handier for us because we usually don't have a ton of volunteers taking tickets.
Sure. So aside from these being two classic, awesome movies, what led to your decision in choosing Jurassic Park for this summer and also Star Trek II?
We went through everything. Like, we got on the webpage. Rob lives in Prague. And so we have these WhatsApp conversations.
Sure.
And we did get online and look at the stuff from the 90s and the stuff from the 80s. Mm-hmm. And we started there. And there's some films that just aren't available and some films that weren't good when they first came out, even though they were popular. I looked at Independence Day. We looked at Raiders, not available.
Yeah.
Star Wars, not available. So we will eventually get to those films. But in the past, we have had we thought it would be fun to have summer.
Yeah.
You know, during the summer, not a lot of pressure to show something that kind of hits the mark on all levels. So we thought it would be fun as a nostalgia thing to show old movies. And we did do Star Wars one summer, and it was awesome. It was, you know, weather like this.
Yeah.
Theater was packed. And then we did some older ones. We've done Jaws, and Jaws was awesome, but no one came. Like, we had like 20 people in the theater. But it still held up. So I'm hoping, you know, I don't think Jurassic Park is on the scale, but same director.
Yeah.
And it is a horror movie, kind of low-grade horror movie.
Family horror.
Yeah.
I would add about these films is they belong on the big screen. You know, of course, many people have already seen these movies, but when you see them again on the big screen with others in the audience and you have a little bit more of that interaction or a little bit of community around watching them, it can be exciting. And, of course, Star Trek II, Wrath of Khan, it is an established fact that it is the best of all the Star Trek movies.
Yes,
so that was an easy choice when it came to choosing which Star Trek movie.
It is, and they just celebrated their 40th anniversary last year, and I saw it at the Cinerama.
Yeah.
And I thought everyone would be like reciting lines and being irreverent and really joyful, but they were reverent. It was like a church service. People were so into it. So it was that was really great.
There wasn't a lot of whooping and hollering and screaming out lines.
There was at one point, but for the most part, people. It was reverential silence.
Yeah. No, as you said, Star Trek II is the Empire Strikes Back of the Star Trek canon.
Right, exactly.
I think most of the hardcore fans agree, like, what's the best movie? And yes, The Wrath of Khan. So that's next Wednesday, July 12th, and that one's going to be at 4:45 p.m., so you can show the movie trailers ahead of time.
Yeah.
Because right after that, a little plug for Scott at the Coliseum, after that is the opening of Mission Impossible.
Oh, okay.
And if you are like me, you'll be staying in the theater.
For a double feature.
Watching it.
Those will be a great double feature.
I think it'll be really fun.
With double entry, unfortunately, but yeah.
right. You have to pay twice.
That's right.
I would mention, though, about the, we have a little bit of a, how do you call it, an award or
we do. We have prizes.
Okay.
Participation prizes.
Okay.
So everyone, not only do you get free admission, if you turn it in by the 6th, of course, I'll give you a ticket to Jurassic Park.
Okay.
But if you turn it in by the deadline, you will get free entry, and then we'll have a gift card for you.
Okay. Well, this sounds like some exciting, fun stuff. I'm excited to see what movie trailers come out of the woodwork here in town. And then, yeah, two excellent movies. Again, Jurassic Park screening this Thursday at 5 p.m. at the Coliseum Theater. Movie trailers due this Saturday, and then Star Trek 2 next Wednesday with the movie trailer entries at 4:45 Wednesday the 12th. Rob Polson and Shannon Hoagland, thank you so much for being here with me this morning and talking movies. I feel like we could do a whole show just talking movies.
We
could.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you for coming in.